It did feel like a loss at the end of the game. The lads are disappointed, frustrated more than anything, because we felt like we did more than enough to win the game. We thought we should have won the game, so it's just very frustrating at the minute, but hopefully we'll put it right Saturday.
Yeah, it was one of those games that you're just thinking, particularly first 15 minutes of the second half. As soon as the second goal arrives, this game's gone to bed. And as long as it goes where it didn't, everyone's thinking, oh no, this could be one of those nights.
Yeah, exactly. It happened a few times last season. We felt like we've created enough chances even in the first half to put the game to bed. So we knew the longer the game went on to 1-0, we knew they always had a chance to come back into it, and they put one ball into the box, and obviously they scored from it.
Yeah, you flew out of the traps, didn't you, Tuesday night? It was a very fast start to the game and got the goal that you deserved. And then it really did appear that with the way the team was playing, that it would have been back-to-back wins, and that would have really meant a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we knew if we started the game well, fast, we always create chances. If we would get the ball into the box for Vass at the minute, he's going to put them away. So we know if we get the balls into the box for him, he's going to score goals.
Yeah, this moment in time, in terms of League One strikers in form, where do you think Kyle is?
Yeah, Kyle's more than good enough to play in the Championship, if not the Premier League. So we know if we get the balls into the box for him, we create chances for him, he's going to get 20 goals this season.
He's the type of player that when he's not there, you miss him, don't you? Because there's not many players like him in his mould, are there?
Yeah, exactly. It's not just the goals that we miss. It's the pressing, it's the aggressiveness, the way he puts defenders under pressure. It's just everything about it. His hold-up play, everything. So yeah, he's a good player.
You've been pretty much in the team every game this season, haven't you, when you've been fit or not suspended or whatever. Normally as a fullback, how have you found that this season?
I don't mind playing anywhere, really, but it's been good to play higher up the pitch recently. It's like letting off the leash a little bit, so yeah, it's good, yeah.
Yeah, you looked a real threat Tuesday night, didn't you? Was it a disappointment personally from you that you didn't score?
Yeah, it might be a bit because I've not been playing there as much. Been getting chances, but I got a few chances Tuesday. Obviously didn't go for me, but hopefully if I do play Saturday, I'll try and get a goal.
I think the manager described you as the sort of modern ideal fullback in the modern day game because of the way you can get up and down a lot. Do you see that as maybe the long term position that you might be thought of?
Yeah, like I say, I've adapted well to it this season. I felt comfortable there, so if the manager wants me to play there, I'll play there as much as he wants.
Yeah, so you go and stand up front as well for a few minutes on Tuesday night, didn't you? When that shout came, what was the thinking?
I played there before. I played there for Port Vale, so I didn't touch the ball on Tuesday night when I went up there, but yeah, it was good to go up there.
How have you found this move here, Colin? It appears that it's really worked out for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying my football more than anything this season. When you're playing games, it helps as well. The lads are great, and it's a good place to be.
There was a lot made of the team spirit here last season that helped you get promotion. It's a very, very different looking squad this year, but pretty much the spirit level, is it still right up there?
It's a different squad, it's a younger squad, but the spirit's still there. I think everyone can see that on the pitch as well, so yeah, it's good.
What's the target, do you think, for this season, from this set of players?
I think we've seen the majority of the teams this season. We've seen we're more than capable to beat anyone on our day. We're playing probably the best stuff we've played in a while. So I think, obviously, if we can push towards the playoffs this season, I think we'll be all right.
Would you say the best is yet to come, then, in terms of consistency, in terms of getting the results on a regular basis? Do you think the second half of the season, once you've really acclimatised to this level of football again, that things will be better than they are now?
Yeah. Everyone's seeing what we can do. When we pass the ball, everyone's seeing that we're a threat, which we create a lot of chances. If we can just eradicate the silly mistakes from set pieces and stuff like that, then yeah, I think we'll be all right this season.
And a horrible long trip this weekend for you, isn't it? Fleetwood?
Yeah, it'll be a good game. Everyone's looking forward to it. If we can get the 3 points there, then we'll be all right.
Proper derby atmosphere we're expecting. A sellout in the away end. It's going to be a good day, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully. The fans turn up. We'll obviously do our best to win the game for everyone. I think we'll be all right.
It's one of these new derby game scenarios, Fleetwood against Blackpool. Not played each other too many times over the years. What derbies have you played in? Which have been the tastiest ones that you've been a part of?
Played in a couple, obviously Crewe, Port Vale. Played for both teams. But I think Mansfield versus Chesterfield was probably one of the better ones I played in.
Everyone flying in, were they?
Yeah. Mansfield, obviously, we probably had more fans than Chesterfield at the time. So when we won the game 1-0, so it was a really good game.
A little bit like keeping you cool, is it, in a game like this? Have you ever lost your temper in a derby?
No, it's just another game to me. I'm not one to lose my temper, but obviously it's a little bit extra spice, but if we can get the 3 points, it'll be good for everyone.